The sermon this morning reflects upon all four readings. But to start, I read the last verse that we heard in the gospel reading. When Jesus speaks of the four soils, he says of the good soil, the last one, in verse 15 of Luke 8, "As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I mentioned before I read the lessons, there were two proposed or suggested readings for the New Testament. Normally you would pick one. I chose to do both. And why did I do that? A little bit more right now. Why I did that? The reading from Hebrews is very much about the power of God's word in our lives. And that matches up with that Isaiah reading and that last part of the parable that Jesus explains. So that's good to keep. But that 2 Corinthians reading is very interesting. Paul talks about his qualifications to be a prophet, how he has gone through so much for the sake of the gospel. He is a prophet. He is an apostle. He is chosen and sent by Christ. And yet, he realized, and God taught him very clearly, "Paul, even though you have done all these things for the sake of the gospel, even though some great secrets have been revealed to you, yet it is not your strength, but the strength of Christ in him." Christ's word in him. The proclamation of the gospel in him. That's his strength. And so we don't read that writing by Paul very often. I thought we can't miss that this week in church, because there's much there. It is not Paul's strength, but his strength in Christ. The Old Testament reading from Isaiah 55, very familiar reading and testimony, clear testimony about the power of God and God's word in people's lives. Isaiah compares and first looks at how God is controlling the weather. "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater." There is this weather that is happening. Oh, people are trying to change the weather a little bit. The Chinese are trying to seed the weather. But we know this planet is big. It's bigger than you and me. God is in control. Who's going to stop the earthquake? Who's going to stop the storm? We get through it. We don't control it. God says, "My word is like that." The word goes out from him, and it's going to do something. Like the rain waters the plants, like God makes the crops grow and give seed and wheat to make bread, God's word is going to do something. And it's not going to return to him empty. But he has a purpose for it, and he is going to send it, and it's going to happen. We do our devotions and Bible readings and services and sermons, and God's word is going out into our lives, into our families, into our communities. But we don't know exactly always what God proposes to do with it. We don't control that going out. We can be a part of it. We can have it in our lives, bring it to other people's lives. But what is it going to accomplish? What is the purpose? He is going to control that. Paul's testimony to the people. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. As much as Paul knew about the Old Testament, he was a scholar of the Old Testament, studied under the top scholars of the day. They were well known. Yet, it wasn't him that was important. And in fact, God gave him a weakness. And as great as Paul was for doing miracles, even raising some people from the dead by the power of Jesus, he prayed to keep this thorn in the flesh away 3 times. And God said, no. No, it's going to stay with you, Paul. He's teaching Paul. For my strength is in your weakness. You will learn, Paul, that this weakness that you have, this problem that you have, I am going to work through you despite it. It is my strength, not your strength. Paul never says exactly what that problem was, and different scholars of Scripture think different things. Some say it may have been his eyesight was just very, very bad. In fact, in other certain letters, he says, you see my signature with large print. He signed some of his letters, and it looks like his handwriting was not very good because he couldn't see very well. Some say he may have had epilepsy. Some say he may have had a speech disorder because in another place he talks about he doesn't have fine words. We don't know exactly what it was. But it was something. It was a weakness in his body, in his person. The God said, no, it's going to stay with you. I'm not going to heal that. Because you will know in Christ is your strength. That's closely connected to the reading from Hebrews, where it talks about how God's word cuts into us. It's a two-edged sword, this way and that way, both ways. It cuts. Divides the spirit from the soul. God's word is powerful. And so it's not Paul's presentations or his knowledge that cuts into a person's soul and leads them to see Jesus. It's the word of God that Paul would use. It's not the power of Paul. It's the power of God's word that does it. And in that reading from Hebrews, it said in verse 13, and no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. We in our own minds, as much as we might be educated and faithful Christians, we do not see and really cannot see into a person's heart and soul. We see their lives. We can see their Christian witness or not. But to see into the depth of their soul, that's not for us. That's not our power. That's not given to us. That's the Word of God. And so when Paul taught and preached in so many different circumstances, it was the Word of God he was yielding, that he was wielding, that did the conversion, that did the condemnation of the law, that did the forgiveness of sins. What do I say when I give holy absolution? It is by the authority and power of Christ, not in me, that forgives sins, but is because Christ said I should do it, and it is his by his power. And then as I was looking at these 4 lessons, I was thinking how these first 3 lessons really talked about God's word And I had never seen it. I've studied this parable quite a bit, the four soils. But I saw more clearly for the first time what Jesus says in that verse 15. As for that good soil, they are those hearing the word, hold it fast. Why? It's the word. It's the word that makes their lives. It's the word that bears things in their lives. It's that word of God. And he says, in an honest and good heart, not despising the word, not demeaning the word, not making fun of the word, but it's a good heart, holds it fast. And then I saw those very last words of verse 15, and bear fruit with patience. God, why aren't you doing this yet? Why aren't you doing that yet? Maybe I should do something to help that along. It's not you. It's the word. Be patient. Hold to it with patience. All these readings talk about the word of God in our lives. God is in control. What he wants to accomplish, it's going to happen. It's not you, and it's not your experiences, and it's not your knowledge and your power. In fact, you're weak. And in your weakness, I will accomplish things. The word of God is active and living. It's a sharp sword that goes right into the middle of a person's life and identifies sin and gives grace. And Jesus says, hang on to that word. Hold it fast. Be patient. And how do we know we can be patient? Because God said in Isaiah, it's going to do what he wants it to do. So be patient with it. Don't give up on God's word. He has a timing. And even if we're weak, he is going to work through our weakness to accomplish his purpose. You see the connections. It's a mystery. We can't fathom how God is working all this out. We see a lot of things, but we don't see it all. We see the snow falling in our own driveway, but we don't see another place and another place and another place and what God is doing in each place with all the weather. But he's doing something, and so he is doing something with his word, and we're not in control of it, but it's happening as he wants it to happen. Jesus says in that parable, don't let just Satan take it away like the path. Don't let the cares of the world choke out the word, but hold it fast in a good heart, trusting it, and be patient. God will do what he's going to do. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us your word in our lives in so many different ways, through different Bible readings and passages, through hymns, through different pastors, through different teachers, through our parents and relatives. All these have been a blessing to us. In all our lives, you have rained your word unto our lives in different ways. Help us to hold fast to it. Help us to be patient, to not let our sinful thinking and our way of thinking get in the way, but rather let your word accomplish what you want. Give us good faith in this, Heavenly Father. In your name we pray. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our heart and our mind with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.